Now, back to my projections. When will it catch up? I have to go back to a very conventional graph. I will show income per person on this axis instead. Poor down here, rich up there, and then time here. From 1858, I start the world, and we shall see what will happen with these countries. You see, China under foreign domination actually lowered their income and came down to the Indian level here, whereas UK and United States is getting richer and richer. And after the Second World War, United States is richer than UK. But independence is coming here. Growth is starting. Economic reform grows it faster. And with projections from IMF, you can see where you expect them to be in 2014. Now the question is, when will the catch-up take place? Look at the United States. Can you see the bubble? The bubbles of, not my bubbles, but the financial bubbles. That's a dot-com bubble. This is the Lehman Brothers doorstep there. You see, it came down there. And it seems as the, this is the Northern Rock coming down there, you know. So they doesn't seem to go this way, these countries. They seem to go in a more humble growth way, you know. And people interested in growth are turning their eyes towards Asia. I can compare to Japan. This is Japan coming up. You see, Japan did it like that. We add Japan to it. And there is no doubt that fast catch-up can take place. Can you see here what Japan did? Japan did it like this until full catch up, and then they follow with the other high income economies. But the real projections for those ones, I would like to give it like this. Can be worse, can be better. It's always difficult to predict, especially about the future. Now, a historian tells me it's even more difficult to predict about the past, but